Daisy, how crazy it is now, honey child.
Well, honey, you better let on me.
Well, basically, I only get to see you when we're going shopping. I mean, you know, with all the restrictions again. I mean, it's in now, right now. Shake it all about. You do the hokey cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, the COVID. Oh, the...
Well, we get the point, honey child. But, you know, I hear rumors, honey child, that vaccines and all that stuff could be on the way.
Do you know how they've emphasized so much about the death? And I understand there's a lot of death, honey child. But then they're like, oh, by the way, we got this vaccine. I'm like, honey child, could you not mention that bitch should have been louder than all the other noise? I mean, I'm telling you, it's all about negativity. All about, and I'm not talking about something like, you know, being just part of the animal. But I'm talking about, it's all about the hopelessness. And yet we got the hope. Man, no one talks about the hope. But don't talk about Jesus, that's for sure. I'm just saying. But you know what I mean?
Honey child, I do. But anyway, that's never here or there. You got your shopping?
Of course I do, honey child. You got yours too?
Yes, I do. And oh, my days.
Daisy, why are you screaming? Oh my days! Oh my days! I just realized why you said oh my days! Because oh my days, that's Abel Jordan on the floor. I mean, he's hit the floor like he's Jennifer Lopez, you know? Head on that song, you know, that quit with that pit bull, you know? He would never could influence on people. I'm telling you.
Nanny Pesca, that's not here there, honey child. We need to help this guy. Oh,
I wouldn't be doing that if I were you.
Wilma Timber, what are you doing, my honey child?
He might have COVID. I mean, if he just dropped down like that, oh, he could be struck with COVID. We're gonna run away, run away.
Honey child, I don't care about it. We gotta help this man. We can't use this as an excuse.
Remember, when it comes to safety, first of all, you gotta help yourself, protect yourself before you can protect other people.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, honey child.
But it's true. I mean, you don't go running to a burning building. You might burn yourself. You know, you don't add to the casualties. I'm just being very, very practical.
Do you know what this sounds like? This sounds like Hannah Bubbles.
Oh, did someone just say my name?
Oh, my days. How come you're here?
Well, I do live here, you know, around the town. I've made it my home, even though, that you know, you guys rejected my church and all, and my ideas. But, you know, I don't believe in guilt. I don't believe in saying sorry.
That's my point. I was about to say, you know, you're like her with all her self-help books. Now, it's all about you and it's all self-care, self-love. As if we needed any more of her books or any of her people around town who are in love with themselves. I mean, if we got one plague that's really threatened us to speak, it's the self-love movement, honey. Because everybody's just in love with their own reflection.
But I mean, it's true. You have to take care of yourself. You have to go first. I mean, none of this nonsense about looking after people first. You do you.
Well, that kind of flew out the window when COVID hit, didn't it?
But I mean, point is, you don't go into danger. You don't go and help.
Honey, you're just like the Levi and the other person in the story of the Good Samaritan, honey child. Well, we need to be a good Samaritan to help, but I don't know the, you know, the state of life, state of life, pumping. I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, I can tell you what's going on.
Oh, Tommy Dougal, great. You know CPR, you know what's going on with him?
Right up, I know he's dropped down, and he's not looking good.
Honey child, anybody can see that, but what is wrong with the guy? Can someone help him? He ain't forming that mouth, is he? He ain't forming that.
Nah, it doesn't look like he's forming the mouth at the moment.
Oh, Margot Farris, you're here?
Of course I am. Every time I see a medical emergency of some sort, which might include an outbreak, I'm here.
Oh, boy.
Well, I have been around, don't you know? In fact, one of the reasons I haven't been to this town, because there was no COVID case, and I thought was absolutely remarkable. I mean, a town like this, who talking and socializing all the time, not having COVID-19 at all, seems like a miracle. But now, with that Wilma Timber nearly catching it, I thought it'd be my idea to keep on things, you know, and see if this is happening. Because I've been all over the place with the outbreaks and so forth, you know, but it'd be always quite interesting to see if we've got a new virus developing. I mean, I was so gutted when I missed out discovering COVID-19. If only I was in China.
Margot, honey, I know you love your job, but I think you love your job too much, just like Hannah Bubbles in love with herself. I mean, what's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know, but I do suggest that you step away from him. You do not need to touch him.
Honey, I need to do something. You know, we can't just leave him here.
In the war, sometimes you have to leave people behind, you know, if they're dragging us down, you know. That's how we do it, you know. We don't let any maggots get in the way of things, you know. And he could be getting away of our progress, especially what we're doing with COVID-19 and me clapping outside every time we're for the NHS and things like that. I do not want that to be replaced and all be threatened by us contaminating ourselves with helping this man.
Dude, we're God, honey child. Why do you have to be so intense all the time? We just need to help, but I just don't. I want to get in.
Don't go in.
Well, I need to do something. He is on the floor. He doesn't look well. Someone call 999.
Honey child, I left my phone at home. I know you don't really carry one, Nanny Postcard. Let me go and see if I can talk to someone else about it.
Thank you, Daisy. I mean, we need to call someone to help out in this situation.
I wouldn't bother calling 999 if I was you.
Oh, Luke, come here. Well, I'm so glad your cheery self's here. Do you know what's wrong with this man?
Well, I know he's going to need an undertaking about a few minutes.
Well, honey, that's great stuff, but I need somebody to help.
Well, I mean, there's no point calling the ambulance at all. Just call the undertaker. I mean, they can deal with the body quicker than the ambulance can, I'm telling you. You might as well just save yourself time.
Honey, that is so insensitive. He's not well. We need to do something about it.
Well, especially when 2020's going, I think he's probably in a better state than most of us.
Well, that's nice for you to say. But somebody help!
Oh, no. Oh, my days. Oh.
Oh, Jane, I'm so glad. I finally, we got a nurse. Nurse? Oh, of course, nurse crying, Jane.
Oh. Oh, I mean, it's just horrible looking at him, looking at Abel. The man who was so strong, who was so invincible. He was like the male equivalent of Helen Weddy's Iron Woman, and now he's dead on the floor.
Honey, he ain't dead, but I don't know what's wrong with him. Can you tell me what's...
Oh, I cared so much because it's just getting me so emotionally.
Honey, stop with the crying and stop with the helping. You have got a degree or something with medical knowledge. Help this person out. Do something.
But I just want...
Honey, just stop crying.
I'm caring. Can't you see I'm caring? I'm showing my feelings on my sleeve as opposed to...
Honey, I'm showing my feelings, but I want to solve the situation, not just blabber him to death. How do we help this guy? Did someone call you? Did Daisy get a phone?
I wouldn't exactly be calling the ambulance if I was you.
Oh, Lady Lulu Babbage, don't you have a romance novel to write those nasty books? I don't want to touch them. I don't want to hit them.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, grow up. We are now in the 21st century.
Honey, I've known that for 20 years. Point being, why are you telling me not to call the ambulance? We'll get someone to call the ambulance.
Well, I mean, we only need to call the ambulance when it's in actual emergencies. This is not an actual emergency. I mean, especially with everything that's happened with COVID-19, I think it's just a case that we just gotta leave him be.
Honey, he's on the floor. He doesn't look like he's conscious. I know he's alive or so, but I don't know what's wrong with him. I think we need someone to check it out. Will someone check it out?
What are you talking about, that Beyonce song?
Honey, I mean the person who's on the floor. Goodness, man, I don't mean it like that. You nasty. But you was thinking out right. One track lady mind of yours, you know. Forget Charlie Poole 9 track. You're on one track. You know, there's a train going nowhere. And a long black train across turn. I'm telling you. Now, did someone call a doctor? Okay, I'm going to lower the standards. Did someone call a doctor? Did someone call a Dr. Keith Brooks or Dr. Nathan Jones?
No, but I think I could help out.
Oh, it's the love bishop, honey. Oh, help me. What are you going to be doing?
Well, you know me. I'm the love bishop. And I know a lot of things about love and life. And with my voice, I'm sure we can get the love and the life back at Abel Jordan.
Honey, on second thoughts, never mind. Go and call a phone. We don't need you to complicate matters.
Seriously? No way. You have to be kidding me about that. I'm telling you. Oh my days, honey child. Eyes against you, honey. Give me the phone. We need a call, an ambulance car, not a call, somebody to help out on the case. And Daisy, wait a minute. I'm talking to Colin. Honey child, I don't care you talking to the Pope, honey child. Give me the phone. Listen, it's Colin. Well, honey, give me the phone. I'll talk to Colin. Hello, Colin. Honey child, get me the ambulance. Honey, I do not have time for you to go into a full lift. I just need to get the ambulance into the supermarket, lickety split, okay? We got Abel Jordan on the floor. Honey, I know he used to be the security guard to the Prime Minister Candace Waller. In fact, I don't know why you're just washing around to get on the phone now to the ambulance, honey child, and lickety split. Well, honey, I know I'm on the phone to you, honey child. I might be calling you the fact that you're not calling the ambulance, but you be keeping talking to me. Well, honey, I'm gonna hang up right now. In fact, I'll hang up, I'll call the ambulance, you call the ambulance, and see who wins, okay? Goodness me, I just realized I made it for myself, honey child. Mm-mm-mm. Well, hurry up and call the ambulance then. Oh, I'll try, honey child.
Where is Daisy and this phone of hers? I'm telling you, I need to get some help.
Oh, look at this, isn't this such a shame? I can perform at the funeral.
Tell so, Darcy, he isn't dead, as far as I can tell.
Well, I still think I could sing my song, you know. He was the bad of the ball, I mean.
Honey, I don't think that's really appropriate.
Do a bad, I'm good at ballads. I could do S.O.S.
Honey, that's not even your song.
I know, but I mean, it'd be quite appropriate since he needed S.O.S. and he didn't get it. And then we could turn it into such a sad melody, such as my happy pop tune that ABBA once bestowed ourselves with. S.O.S. when you're gone.
Honey, he's gonna be gone. You keep singing like that. Stop it. Now, I need some help. Doesn't the fact he used to be the security guard to the Prime Minister mean anything to anybody? I mean, he's a somebody, and it should be the case that people say, oh, Margaret, it doesn't matter who they are, what they are, that sort of thing, but still, please, does someone know where to help this guy?
Oh, this is like the closest thing to a party we can have. Isn't it exciting? Hooray!
But why, Hawkins? I cannot be dealing with you now, with your celebrating your nonsense. Go and call Candice Waller and get her involved to make sure we get help with this guy, because I don't know what to do, because I don't know what's going on with him.
Oh, I would, but I am on my whole month, you know, when I'm actually not working.
Well, we're not working? What does that mean?
Well, I'm not working. I'm on my honeymoon.
Oh, I forgot. You actually got mad to that Tom Chamberlain man on Monday.
I know, and wasn't it the most ridiculous thing that we can't have a party? But now we're all here, we can have the party legally. Hooray!
Honey, maybe you could cheer about the vaccines are coming along later on, chat. Right now, I want to find out what's going on with him.
You can't touch him. He's got COVID.
Rumor, you don't know that.
But honey, chat, that was the most ridiculous conversation I ever heard. I'm telling you, Beth the dispatcher is now working at the hospital, and she's giving me some grief.
Honey, chat, what are you talking about?
She was saying, honey, how the hospital would not let anybody out to help out Abel until they get appreciation with all of us clapping, because apparently they love the sound of clapping so much that they only do stuff when they appreciate, when they hear a bunch of clapping. I'm like, honey, I never heard such a dumb thing in my life. I mean, just go out here and do your job, okay? Somebody pay to do your job. You know, go and help the sick, honey, child. Not everyone here clapping. No one ever does clapping all the time. I do people's weave. I do people's good hair.
Honey, we ain't got time to be talking about what that ridiculous phone call. We got to help him. But what are you gonna do? I don't even know. I'm not gonna even do the ha 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 thing. Laughing. I don't even gonna do give him the kiss of life. Oh, some kids kiss of death. I don't know what are we gonna do with this man.
Well, I know what we need to do. I see it. I know the locusts are devouring his insides. And I can predict, I know what's going on.
That's to me then what's going on. You don't know anything. Just because you got a doctor in the name that you got from some website that was dumb enough to give it to you doesn't mean you know anything about doctoring. Goodness me. Now, does anybody besides Nurse Crying Jade, who doesn't want to help because she just wants to show how woke she is that she's caring or whatever, is there anybody who actually can help out this guy?
Well, without that vote, of course, honey, child, we might as well call the Undertaker.
Honey, I ain't giving up on anybody, okay? I'm going in!
Oh, no! She could get COVID. Everyone, run away! Run away!
Honey, if I get at least a Miss Morvick, she's gonna see you on the job. Come on, Abel! Come on! Wake up! Dude, wake up! Okay, he's barely breathing, okay? Somebody get me a book on first aid or something!
Well, just got it on Google.
Isaac Ipswich, thank you so much. Daisy, grab it off him and give it to me.
Well, here you go, honey child. That's what you...
Okay, I see it now. Okay. Let's do it. Oh, I'm getting breathing. I'm getting breathing. I'm getting breathing. He's breathing like he's Faith Hill, honey child. That's good. That's really good. We got him. We got him. Hold on, I don't even know what happened to him.
Well, as you all could see, I was just so amazingly on board with this. The fact I, Wilma Timber, decided to lend my graces to help out someone who is in need, Abel. I'm so glad I just woken up with your coma and everything. And I just want to let you know that I was...
Honey, you didn't do anything, okay? Go away!
Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened. I think I just had a fainting spell. I just don't know.
Honey, you need a chair out, okay? You're gonna come with me and we'll social distance whatever in the car, but since the ambulance ain't coming to us, we're gonna go to the ambulance, okay? We're gonna go to the hospital, okay? But I'm just glad you're all right.
I think I am, yeah, but
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problems.
There's a bit of a mess since what Nanny Prescott's doing with spluttering around. I better tell Ashton it needs to be cleaned up on aisle 3.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grass Valley. I'm the Credit Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening to this another episode. It's always great to you guys keep listening on. Do remember there's the books that you can buy, which you can see down below in the description. But until next time, bye bye for now.